Civilization, presented by Dr. Norvi Demurrier. The leper in whom the plague is, his clothes shall be rent and his head bare. And he shall put a covering upon his upper lip and shall cry, unclean, unclean. He is defiled. He shall dwell alone. Without the camp shall his habitation be. Thus the priests of Levi dealt with history's oldest, most feared, and most mysterious disease. The tragedy of the lepers plucked at the heartstrings of Father Damien, the Belgian missionary priest, who made himself immortal by revising the treatment of the priests of Levi. Father Damien was born at Tremelo on January the 3rd, 1840. At the age of 18, he entered the University of Louvain and, joining a religious order, was sent to Hawaii in 1864, being ordained a priest at Honolulu. 9 years later, at his own request, he became resident priest to the 600 lepers on the island of Molokai. And at the moment, we find him administering to Prince Peter Caillou, the afflicted brother of a native ruler.
Hold up your arm, my son.
What are you going to do, Father Damien?
Give you an injection of Shomugra oil, my son.
And what is Shomugra oil?
It is a palliative that was discovered about 1,000 years before Christ. Legend had it that a Siamese prince became afflicted with leprosy and was cast out into the forest, where he subsisted on roots, berries, and fruit. And in particular, the dried nuts of the Shomugra bush. To his amazement, the disease left him, and since that time, Shomugra oil has been widely used in the fight against leprosy.
Oh, Father, why have I been made the victim of this senseless tyranny? Why have I been singled out?
Oh, you have not been singled out, my son. There are 600 such as you upon this island of Molokai.
For whom I have the greatest pity. But their lives compared to mine are not so important. For am I not the brother of Queen Emer, who has immediate need of me to help her rule our people?
Leprosy is no respecter of person, my son.
You have taught me the religion of the great white God, Father. And your sacred book says that we are made in your God's image. Was he then a leper? Did he have diseases of the body and mind?
Oh, no, my son. He was perfect.
Then who created these terrible scourges of mankind?
Man created them, my son. Man in his ignorance, carelessness, and selfishness. You have seen for yourself, my son, here on this small island, evidence of man's selfishness. You have seen me perform the sacred ceremony of marriage between lepers. You have seen their children, this figure with the aura from birth.
Then why did you permit them to marry and have children?
To live in marriage is preferable to living in sin, my son.
You mean they would have mated in any case?
Oui, my son. For moral code and earthly law are cast aside once the leper enters the gates and causes the dead life.
This must distress you, Father Damien.
It does, but I do not seek to interfere, for I am the servant of God, not a judge in a court of moral. And if these poor creatures find solace and comfort in each other, why should I refuse to them the sanction of Holy Church in their union?
When you gave me the injection a moment ago, I noticed you touched my flesh. Are you not afraid of contracting leprosy?
To fear a thing is to be conquered by it, my son. I have no fear. But if it is God's will that I contract this sickness, then God's will be done.
Father Damien, your nobility makes me feel ashamed of my own paltry fears and bitterness. I would try and cultivate a little of your courage and resignation.
If you can do this, my son, I have work for you to do.
You mean
that you can be my assistant and help me to help these others. And while your noble sister is working for her subject in the outer world, you can be playing your part royally and nobly here amongst the living dead.
Oh,
my child.
I did not know Prince
Kay
was with
you. Oh, if I saw that you mistake. And see, it is time for your treatment. Eh?
Then I will go, Father Damien.
No, no, please stay. Are you not my assistant, my son? See, I will show you how to fill the syringe with the Shomugra oil. Now, watch. Now, I will show you how to inject it into this pretty one's arm.
Pretty? Am I pretty, Father Daniel?
As lovely as a flower, my child.
You place your arm around my shoulder. Are you not afraid to touch me?
My child, I am not. And to prove it, I will keep my arm there until Prince Kyle gives the injection under my guidance. Huh?
Yes, a very pretty picture indeed. The Holy Father and the village maiden.
Who are you, monsieur? And when did you arrive on the island?
I am Dr. Hyde of the Board of Health. I arrived but a few moments ago. I came straight to the hospital to commend you upon the work you are doing. But now...
Oui, monsieur.
Now I condemn you for the base creature you are, sir.
I fail to understand you, monsieur, and would welcome an explanation.
No explanation is necessary, unless you care to explain how you, a priest of holy orders, should so far forget the sacred trust that has been placed in you by openly caressing one of the female members of this community.
For a wicked liar.
Naturally, you would defend your lover.
Silence, monsieur. How dare you make such filthy innuendo? Outside with you. Outside you, eh, monsieur?
I refuse to leave.
Well, monsieur le docteur, I shall forget I am a priest and throw you out.
Dr. Hyde hurriedly left the island and returned to Honolulu, where he made an infamous report to the Board of Health regarding Father Damien. But a man took up the cudgels in defense of the noble priest, and that man was Robert Louis Stevenson, who now stands before the board, giving the lie to Damien's accuser.
You, sir, degrade better men to your own level, and your unjust accusations are inspired by envy. You have sat down in your charming mansion here in Honolulu whilst another stepped into the front line of battle. He succors the afflicted and consoles the dying. Everywhere people are singing their praise of this man. His name is on everyone's lips. Your miserable soul squirms with petty jealousy, but deep down in your heart, you know that Father Damien is a saint.
He is nothing but a coarse, dirty man, headstrong and bigoted. And I still say he is not a pure man in his relations with the women of the community.
Then more shame upon you, sir.
Your remarks are damned offensive, Mr. Stevenson.
They may offend others, but scarcely you, who have been so busy spreading your scandalous reports abroad. Gentlemen, let us consider the work Father Damien has done. He has improved the water supply, the dwellings and food of these poor outcasts. He has built two churches, Catholic and Protestant, and a hospital. After years of unbelievable self-sacrifice and unendurable hardships, has at last succeeded in calling the attention of the world to the needs of the lepers as human beings.
That does not give him the right to transgress and slide from the stern path of duty.
Then let us suppose, and God forgive us for supposing it, that in the horror of his isolation, he failed in the letter of his priestly oath, and that he who has done what we would never dare to dream of doing tasted of man's common frailty. Would it not have been a finer thing for you, sir, to have kept this knowledge locked up in your own heart?
Confound you, sir! I refuse to listen to any more from you.
You shall listen until I have finished, Dr. Hyde. First, Father Damien, was your father called from grace abroad? No, you wouldn't. Yet Damien is my father, and the father of the lepers, and the father of all who love goodness. He is your father, too. Only you have the grace to see it. You reward his saintly actions, his deeds of heroism, with slander, lies, and gossip. But you haven't succeeded, for he stands aloof, untouched, sanctified, and the foulness of the gutter will never touch the hem of his holy garment.
In 1899, the heroic priest himself succumbed to leprosy. And we now find him being tenderly cared for by Moana and Prince Caillou in the small white hospital at Molokai.
Let me
see
your
pillow, Father. Yes, my child. Oh, much more comfort.
You're much more
glassy. Tears shining in your eyes. My little one. Come, my child. You must not hurt. You must not cry.
I cannot help it. what do you lie me? You can write a dreadful story. You who have been so good, so kind.
It's time for your injection of shulmudra oil. Shall I give it to you?
If it please you to do so, my son. But I fear it is of little avail now.
One never knows, Father. A miracle may happen even at this stage. We have all prayed for it.
Yes, Father. The old community has prayed for you. It is little enough to do in return for what you have done for us.
I have merely performed the task which Le Bardier had offered me, my child. And it is good to know that my life has not been spent in vain. It is better still to look around me and see nor the desolation, hopeless misery of people whom were living dead in the peace died that I saw when I first came here. But to see comfortable dwelling and gardens, and people who are content in their resignation to their fate. May God will continue to give them the courage to bear